What is PTSD? Post-traumatic stress disorder. Why is it so bad? And why do so many people suffer with it? And yet nobody really seems to understand what it is, how it occurs, how it even affects people. Not everybody can get PTSD. Some people can actually get over it. Others cannot. There is no one blueprint for it. It affects us all differently. When something happens that's so stressful, so out of your control, so all of a sudden, it can leave you in complete limbo. Over time, things can get easier, and you can regain some function back, and then eventually feel normal again. But for other people, not so much. You want to think of your mind and your memories as a filing cabinet. In that cabinet, everything you do is neatly piled in order. From day to day, from hour to hour, piled in order. When you go to sleep, your brain sorts that into its correct places. But when you have something like PTSD, an event that's so traumatic, those memories and those files get thrown up in the air. There's no sense of organisation. You can't make heads or tails of what's going on. And that can leave people so disorientated. But how does it affect people? People get things called triggers. When something happens that reminds them of that situation, it could be a smell, an object, a scene, a taste, a sound. It could be anything that hits the senses. And immediately those feelings, those horrible, horrible, penetrating feelings overwhelm you. It happens so quick that you're not even able to make a rational thought. Hence why people that come back from Iraq that have been involved in IED explosions, as soon as they hear a door slam behind them, they drop on the floor and roll and try and hide. They're not doing that of a conscious mind. It's happening subconsciously. It's horrific. And it requires such intense therapies to help. But you'll never be free of the feeling. It's not necessarily about being free. It's about organising those thoughts and being able to rationalise them. So simple things like slamming a door behind you doesn't make you drop and roll. But there are different ways as well. Sudden events, or a prolonged exposure to extreme circumstances. If you go back to war, when going from one base, one compound to another compound, there was always the fear that your truck was going to get hit. Always that fear. Now you don't know if you take that journey, you'll come back alive. And those journeys could take a long time. You don't know if you're in a firefight and everything's going chaotic. People are dying around you. Whether you're going to live. But it also can be the same in terms of an abusive relationship, an abusive childhood. Those prolonged, intense feelings of supreme fear, the fear of death. Those feelings are horrific. And that's what people have to deal with. Getting triggered by sounds and sights. Being reminded of those things every single day. No control. You could have the greatest day. All of a sudden something happens. You might not even be aware of. And it triggers you right out. You can't breathe. You're so disorientated. It's difficult. It's difficult for the people around you as well. So have some consideration for people who have been through trauma and they act irrationally at times. Because they can't control it. It's the body's survival instinct. It kicks in. It kicks in faster than your brain is able to possibly understand. The prefrontal cortex, the thing that creates rational thoughts, gets shut down. It takes a while for it to boot back in again. be mindful. If you know someone's gone through stuff, be compassionate and be mindful. You might just save somebody's life.